Hello, hello. I want to open today with a very nice card that we got, and I'll probably do the same thing next week, but I want to let you know, for you that have helped us throughout this year, it's reaching more people than you can even imagine, and we're so thankful. And Mark, who's been with us videotaping now, he said over 35 years, back in my other church, and of course Tim, my lovey hubby. Without these guys, I couldn't do what I'm doing, because this is our team. So I wanted to encourage you that are helping us with letters, one today that we're getting also. And I'm not going to tell you who it is or where they're from, just because I like to keep their privacy. I came across your YouTube channel last year, and I was searching for help in dealing with narcissistic people. And we're living in a day of narcissism. And if you have not heard those, we have narcissism in Christianity. We have about five or six of those narcissistic, from a Christian perspective, on our channel. And if they do take me down on YouTube, look for me at our own livinginhispresence.org website. I try to be careful to not say things that are going to trip off the censorship, but who knows these days what's going on. But I try to ask for wisdom not to do that, but I know we're being shadow banned, so if you're still getting this, hallelujah. God's word is not bound, and he's going to get it to who needs to be getting it. That's what I believe. I just came out of serving under a ministry leader who had become excessively controlling, manipulative, and condescending. And I've done some YouTubes also on the leadership. We celebrated these Nicolaitans, really, it's top-down authority, which God hates. And we kind of thought that was normal. Well, we're coming out of deception and we're seeing this is not God's leaders. This is not how God treats people. So I'm sad to hear that she experienced excessive controlling, manipulation, and condescending. And in those pyramid-type settings in churches, you are not allowed to ask questions. You're not allowed to disagree. It's just basically do what we say. And that's not Christianity. I left broken and wounded. And many people that have been listening to our YouTubes are in the same position. We came out broken and wounded because we thought we had truth. And we thought we were listening to the right things. I left broken and wounded, also extremely angry, because I've been in situations with people like that before, but I would always blame myself and walk around with perpetual heaviness. I've been a follower of Jesus for years, and I'm a soft-spoken, empathetic person who feels deeply for people. But I've struggled in the past with setting boundaries, and I've avoided confrontation when necessary. Your messages have been a tremendous help and encouragement to me, and they've been a huge part of my healing process. That's so good to hear. I have a better understanding of what's going through the head of narcissists and how to respond. And again, the best way, run. I also appreciate your transparency when you share about your own experiences. Thank you for your heart to prepare the body of Christ for what's coming down the road. You are a radiant light in these dark times. I look forward to your messages every weekend. I'm sure the enemy is trying to throw everything he can at you because you are a difference maker. Yeah, it's been a rough year, but God. I pray that God enlarges your territory and gives you strength and endurance for the times ahead. God bless you and your church family. So that's awesome. We get encouraged by your letters. I wanted to start off this message with something you probably have seen already. It's kind of went crazy on the internet, but it was the United Nations sculpture resembling end times beast described in the Revelation. And I have a message out, you shall know them by their symbols. Luciferian is definitely symbolism, and once you see some of the symbols, you see who's behind what's going on. A new giant statue installed outside of the United Nations headquarters in Manhattan, New York City, is being likened to an end-time beast described in Revelations 13:2. It's called a guardian for international peace and security. It sits on the visitor's plaza outside of the United Nations headquarters. The guardian is a fusion of jaguar and eagle and donated by the government of Mexico. We shall all be one. They're bringing everybody into one. I'm going to skip some of this. Two beasts recorded in the book of Revelation are said to symbolize, what do they symbolize? Political power. And were described with leopard-like features. Other beasts were recorded with wings. They love their wings. Their wing birds, their wing things. And they love their snakes. To symbolize speed and swiftness. Revelation 13:2 said, "The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had feet like those of a bear and a mouth like that of a lion. The dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority." So we know the kings of the earth are giving power to the beast. The Bible talks about it. Now the beast represents the Antichrist, which will rule the world during the Great Tribulation. And we're seeing the dress rehearsal, as I talked last week. We are seeing things being put into place. Like it or not, the Bible is real, and it's coming to truth, coming alive in our day. In Daniel 7:2, it says, "In my vision at night I looked, and there before me were the four winds of heaven churning up the great sea. Four great beasts, each different from the others, came up out of the sea. The first was like a lion, and it had the wings of an eagle. I watched until its wings were torn off and it was lifted from the ground so that it stood on 2 feet like a human being. And the mind of a human was given to it." Think of that. Technology. Technology. And many people are quoting 1 Thessalonians 5:2, which is about the end times, talking about peace and safety. "For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape." As much as the enemy thinks he's winning, he's not going to escape. So the stage is being set, more signs that we're in the end times, and that's what I want to talk a little bit about. But there was also another statue. The first one was at the United Nations. The second one was a dragon at Rockefeller Center. Isn't that amazing? The evil spirits are manifesting in Revelations 13:4-5. So let's turn to Matthew chapter 16. And I want to talk about the signs of the times. The world is changing. Now in Matthew 16... in verse 1, "The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven." Notice that word, sign from heaven. Verse 3, "O you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the time." We need to discern the signs of the time. "A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh," what do they seek after? "A sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas." And then he goes into talking about verse 6, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." In verse 12, what is that leaven? It's the doctrine and teachings of the Pharisees and Sadducees. We have them among us today as well.
Yes.
And unfortunately, they are overtaking our churches, our airwaves, all in the name of unity, peace and love, and tolerance, and whatever else you want to add on there. So I like the scripture I was cross-referencing this morning in 1 Corinthians 22, "For the Jews require a sign, They're always looking for signs and wonders, even today. And the Greeks seek after wisdom, even today. Their whole mystery religion and societies is seeking after higher knowledge. Unfortunately, this also has crept into our church. Verse 23, we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews, it's a stumbling block, and unto the Greek, it's foolishness. Verse 24, but unto them which are called, both Jew and Greeks, in other words, God's called all of us. Even if we've come out of weird stuff and weird religions or whatever, we're still being called, both Jews and Greeks, to Christ. And what is he? He's the power and the wisdom of God. It's what they're all looking for. But they can't find it because they're blinded. And they're seeking after signs and mystic religious knowledge. Isn't that interesting? So our Lord was saying to the Pharisees and Sadducees that day, you can tell the weather, but you don't know what the signs of the times are. He's saying you're blind. You're spiritually blinded. And today we can say the same thing. There's so much spiritual blindness. Satan is the god of this world who has blinded the minds of people that even our believers. I see many believers that are blinded. They're blinded. They can't see. And you try to warn them. You try to wake them up. And they just avoid you. They reject you. They unfollow you. They unfriend you. But don't lose heart. Because he didn't say this was for a rah-rah ending. He said it's for those that stand, having done all to stand. So there's a lot of things to stand against. And with Christ's help, we stand. So they're looking for the signs in the wrong places. And what we're supposed to be doing right now is repenting. We need to repent for whatever God shows us. I mean, a lot of us have personalities that are very stubborn, ingrained. Still, we still are called to repent and change and to keep growing in the Lord. Don't stay stuck in first grade. Don't stay stuck in second. Keep going. Keep growing in the Lord and the knowledge of him. Well, now we're seeing change happen faster than we've ever said before. A lot of the watchmen I know are weary. They're tired. The bad news is so intense. It's almost overtaking anything that's good because you're just hearing about the governments that are changing and things that are happening all over. And I get news from different countries and they're doing testings at different places. Yes. Seeing the reaction, I'm sure, and then also showing us things to come, unfortunately. But we're now seeing these changes happen faster than ever before. Once what took years, because we know these plans of these systems have been in planning for years. They're playing chess. And we think it's checkers. We don't see the whole picture. And once you start seeing parts of the picture, it's so big. This is such a huge global hidden hand that's coming to the surface now. So what once took years now happens in days. What took days now happens in minutes. Well, we just experienced tornadoes in December here, which we've never had. And we were watching this system, the radar system, and it was just like popcorn. Warning here, warning here. Things we've never seen in our lifetime. Yes. So we are witnessing Satan's continued attempt to control and dominate the earth. And what is this new system? I've called it different things throughout the years, but it's really overthrowing God. Trying to overthrow everything God made, God's earth, God's people, the way we're supposed to create. Everything is like the devil saying, in your face, God. I will change everything. I will change the laws. I will change the seasons. I'll change the weather. I'll change everything because I want to be like the Most High God. Well, we can't imagine the wickedness that's really behind us. But the Bible tells us this, and we've lived too comfortably thinking, oh, we got all this Christian stuff going on and all this. Well, we're seeing it snuffed out now. And even at a funeral of a pretty popular religious person, all these people came together in love and unity. Sign of the one world religion, which we've been talking about for a few years now, we're starting to see it manifest. And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to overthrow God. He always has, but it's taken him this long to try to figure out how to bring man down. And I always look at Revelation 6, 2, about the white horse coming in with poison. I'll leave it there. The signs are all around us. We're a religious, proud people. And we'd go to churches and they'd make us more proud. Instead of humbling us and really serving, we sought after titles. We sought after things that they told us were good, which is narcissistic, narcissism. Boastful, unholy, unholy. To look at commercials nowadays, it's just like gross, really? And I did a message this year on vexed. And yeah, we're being vexed by unholiness. Perverted. And this is actually, we call it a new system coming in, but it's actually an old system.
Yes.
As in the days of Noah, we're seeing paganism resurface.
Yes. Yep.
And read your Old Testament of what they did. We have no idea. We thought that was done and over with. It's in there for a purpose. As we see these things coming back, we know we're in the days of Noah. And then it says, boastful, unholy, perverted, lovers of pleasure. Now today, everybody wants to do something that gives them pleasure. Entertainment. Despisers of all that is good. What is entertainment? Well, a little entertainment is good, but now we have learned to be entertained nonstop. And kind of goes back to the Romans, how they entertained. They put Christians in the middle of burning, it was a Roman candle, right?
Yep.
Persecution. And don't think it's not coming. We're starting to see commercials with the Romans in it, Roman guards in it. It's like, wow, can you believe this? But entertainment, we've been seduced by entertainment. And to be entertained means something that pleases and diverts you. So we have all these men watching anything with a football, basketball, any kind, and it's really pulled a lot of people away from their families. It's a diversion. And people are addicted to these things. And not that you can't have fun, but I'm just saying overall, this was meant to bring in diversion. It diverts and it amuses. Just like the Bible says, that we'll be given over to pleasures. Another sign of the last days is an increase in wickedness. In Matthew 24:12, because of the wickedness, the love of many will wax cold. We're seeing corruption of the heart. If you don't know the Lord and love people, we're starting to see people, the anger and the hatred for people that don't agree with you. I just say you're playing the game very well that they want you to play to divide and conquer. And wickedness is acts of iniquity. Well, they don't want to call anything sin anymore. Everything is, you know, your choice, your freedom. And the Bible says this is going to happen. And it's a sign of the times. It's a sign of the end times that we're going to see wickedness increase. Matthew 24:12, because of the wickedness, the love of many will grow cold. Because now narcissism is being taught so much everywhere, in corporations, in your jobs, and everywhere, it's like, where's the love for people that are different than you? It's cold-heartedness, and just like they did back in the history that we've talked about, that we're starting to see in the days of the Yellow Star, let's put it that way. They dehumanize them, and then no longer, we don't care about them, they're just diseased people. History is repeating itself right now. This is the increase of wickedness, and the love of many is growing cold. Now go read Romans 1. I don't even know if I can read that now without being censored. Romans 1, 24 through 32. I'll just kind of briefly go in a nutshell. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator. Again, this is paganism. This is Gaia worship. Look no further than your Starbucks coffee cup.
That's right.
That's Gaia right there. And she's green. Everything's green. They're given over to lust. And this is a thing. A spirit of lust is never satisfied. I don't care if it's shopping, buying your favorite men, your favorite tools, whatever. Women shopping, regardless of men lusting in pornography after a so-called man that looks like a woman. Little do you know there's so much going on in the name of, can't go there probably right now, but lusts and perversions, things that now the computers, people are doing things with those computers in secret. And if you only could see what people were doing, well, we don't want to see, but God does. These lusts are getting more and more perverted, just like in the pagan worship, because you open yourself up to demonic influences and those demons cannot be satisfied.
Right.
More. And that's why God tells us to repent. Not that he doesn't want us to have any fun. He doesn't want us to give place to demons.
Yes.
Demons that will destroy your life. Some people would rather have a picture than a wife. I deal with people and I'm like, your husband is still connected to this. Oh, no. Well, that's what happens. You replace the natural relationship
right.
with a picture, with a video,
yeah.
and you don't need humans anymore. Perversions. They're filled with every kind of wickedness and evil. They are God haters and invent ways of doing evil. Have we lived through 2 years of stuff you'd never see before, between the riots, the burnings, the locked, everything that we've gone through in 2 years, and you wonder why people are going through mental health issues. They say the next crisis will be mental health issues. Well, you think? When you take away their house, their jobs, people are struggling.
Yep.
We see protests turn to violence and destruction. And we see our laws changing with the power of force. Remember, I talked to you about the God of forces. Satan is mean, and he's evil. God is not. He gives us a freedom of choice.
Right.
The devil forces, wants to corrupt mankind. The God of forces. Do as we say, or we will hurt you in some way. We're seeing a new phase of demonic activity. 2 Timothy 3, 2 through 5. I wasn't going to go there, but I think I will, just because I want you to hear. Know this, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Perilous means fierce, wild, savage, hostile. Time shall come. Why? Because men will be lovers of their own selves. Covetous, boasting, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Are we seeing disobedience to parents? I do have my counseling degree, but I don't really use it. But I'm in touch with people that are going to counseling, and they're telling these people, these kids, that all your problems are from your parents because you were raised to be a Christian. Think of that. Disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection. There it is, right there, without natural affections. Because why, as demonic activity increases, the natural of everything is disappearing. The natural way of even creating. Just go to a lab. You know, now you can create whatever you want. Lab-grown meat, lab-grown everything. Truce breakers, false accusers, inconsistent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. And this is the thing. They scoot everything under religion. The synagogue of Satan. Right? Revelations, it talks about the synagogue of Satan. We'll go into that next week. The synagogue of Satan, having a form of godliness, so it seems spiritual, it seems religious, so that's how the enemy comes as an angel of light. If he just came as a serpent, we'd all know, well, the serpent's definitely in the pharmakeia. We're seeing that playing out. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, what are you supposed to do? Turn away, not embrace. Turn away, for of this sort are which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. Hear it again, it's lust. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, think of this. Now this was the magicians of the time. So do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds. There's a bloodline of Jesus Christ. And then there's the bloodline of Cain and Esau. And there's an evil battle going on to this day. It always has went on, but this is an evil bloodline to destroy and to try to conquer. And the Bible says that the Lord lets them have war on the saints. He lets them, but he takes care of them in the end. But don't think that Christianity is just, oh, for the weak people. True Christianity, it takes the strength of God to stand in this hour. And unfortunately, many people don't want to preach the things that are coming. A lot of people don't want to walk with you anymore and follow you or unfriend you because you're seeking truth and they're seeking entertainment. So they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator. They're given over to lusts and perversions. Just like in the old world of paganism, they call it a new blank blank, but it's actually, I remember President Bush talking about this new order. So don't think it's just one-sided. I hate to blow your balloons, but you better get them blown before the party's over. They're given over to lust. I just made that up. They're given over to lust and perversions. They're filled with every kind of wickedness and evil. They are God-haters and invent ways of doing evil. We see protests turn to violence and destruction. We see our laws changing from the power of force, the God of forces. So in Isaiah, all that to say, a new phase of demonic activity is rising. And the Bible says there shall be lawlessness. And our cities not too far from us, people are getting hijacked. One of my friends got hijacked yesterday morning, just trying to go to work. And a couple of guys in a truck stopped him and tried to get, you know, I mean, just stuff that you never thought would happen in our cities and stuff is starting to happen. Isaiah 5:20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light. Woe is not good. I wouldn't want to stand before God and he says, whoa. Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? We're called to endure and stand firm, aren't we? I'll take you to another scripture here. Ephesians 6:13. Well, let's look at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong, where? In the Lord. Not in our own strength, not what they're telling you today in the power of your words. Be positive. No, we're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is a battle between God and the devil from the beginning. In this world, we make a choice of who we want to serve.
That's right.
And just because you're serving God doesn't mean it's going to be easy. the end times is going to be more difficult. Why? Because the enemy wants to snuff out. He believes Christians are standing in the way of evolving. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Not fantasies, not fake victory stuff, financial stuff they're teaching now in these churches. Having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith. And sometimes you have to, I like to say this, when I first got saved and I had so much opposition, I didn't know any Christians. And I remember I felt like the Lord said, just like if you're laying back in a pool of water, just keep your eyes on me. You won't know if you're in the shallow or the deep end. And sometimes when the days are evil, we look up. Just keep our focus on Him. We went through some terrible storms this couple days. We had to keep our eyes. Lord, you protect us. The blackouts all around us. A new day of evil, a new day of wickedness is upon us. And I just had to keep my eyes focused on Jesus, stay peaceful. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation. What are these wiles? They're the tricks to distract, confuse, or deceive you. And we're seeing a day many people are being confused. The inconsistencies of doctors and of, I don't even know what to say without being censored, but we're starting to see a whole new level of sorcery, whole new level of witchcraft and pharmakeia. Don't be deceived, but keep your eyes, endure, and stand firm with the full armor of God. And in closing, a tactic the enemy uses to control and dominate us is as old as the Bible itself, divide and conquer. Why? Being conflicted with one another, keeping us mad at each other, keeping us fighting over this and that, distracts us from really what's going on, the real agenda. Again, we think we're playing checkers, but the devil's playing chess. While we're busy fighting amongst ourselves, the powers that shouldn't be, but God tells us the powers that are going to be in the end times, are manipulating events. Manipulating events for the fourth industrial revolution. Many names, sustainable development, the Green New Deal, doesn't matter what you call it, it's a different name for whatever audience they're talking to, but it's all the same thing. It's cloaked. Let's look at, I wasn't going to go there, but one last scripture, Revelations 2. This is just too good here. We'll close with this one. It's cloaked, and this is the thing, even with these statues that I started off with, peace, security, and love. Know the symbol, because the Bible tells us when they start doing these things, the signs of the time, wickedness is going to increase. It's cloaked in peace, love, and unity. Like this funeral I heard, oh, it's just all about love and unity. It's unity, it's unity. That is the one world religion that we're seeing rise. With the synagogue of Satan. Let's look at it. Revelations 2. He's preaching to the church of Ephesus, but could it be to anyone? He said, I know thy works, verse 2, and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not. God has his apostles. Satan has his.
That's right.
And has found them what? Liars. And has borne and has patience for my name's sake and has labored, and you haven't fainted. And I want to speak to all of you out there. We haven't fainted. Well, this year was a tough one on many, myself included. We didn't faint. We had a lot of reasons to faint, but the strength of God helped us. So we haven't fainted. But you can still know the truth, and you can still do verse 4. He says, I have somewhat against you because you have left your first love. Come back to your first love. Come back. Remember when you got saved and you remember how much you loved the Lord before some of these churches corrupted us. There's still good pastors out there. If you can find them, hallelujah. But they're ones that have not given over to covetousness, greed, and the love of mammon. Because thou hast left thy first love, remember from whence thou art fallen and repent and do the first works. And then he talks about how he doesn't like the Nicolaitans. What are those? They were the ones that ruled the people top down. And like that letter I opened with, the Nicolaitans have been in our ministries, our churches, being mean and cruel and manipulative to people. God hates that. Verse 15, hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which I hate. But here in the Nicolaitans, and then he said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Be encouraged in these dark times. To what? To stand, having done all to stand. To him that overcometh. What do we have to overcome? There's deception to overcome. There's wickedness to overcome. There's hatred. People that get hurt, and I want to speak to all you that are hurt out there, which we've all been, if you let that fester, that hurt will turn into bitterness and hatred. And it'll end up cutting you off from the presence and the walk with God you're supposed to have. If they've hurt you, let them go. You know what? That poison isn't for you. It's not good. Because we all think, well, they got to... No, vengeance is the Lord's. Yes. Stay focused. Do what you're supposed to do. And leave those people to the Lord. Some of them are good people, but they get caught up and they got blinded and they started attacking the truth tellers. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. Remember, this world is just a vapor. We're passing tests to go into the next one. We're giving, doing, serving unto the Lord, not to people, for our rewards. When we go see Jesus, he'll have his rewards with him. Keep your eyes on Jesus and not people, or you'll always be discouraged, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Verse 9, for I know thy works and tribulation. People are going through hard times and trials and troubles and poverty. But he says, you aren't rich. The material world is not what was supposed to be taught in our churches. We were supposed to have spiritual. And we made everything appear to be, if you have a nice house, if you're really spiritual, you have a lot of faith. Not necessarily. You could be just serving the lust of your own spirits of demons. And he says, I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and they are not. But who are they? They're of the synagogue of Satan. So what are we fighting? The synagogue of Satan, disguised as an angel of light, coming as a religious being to unite everybody? Synagogue of Satan, pretending to be true Christians. How did they get in? And I'm finding this very amazing now. I'm connected to a lot of different ministry sites and stuff of the tearing down of preachers right now. Churches, ministries that were put, I believe, had a platform and were given big, huge platforms are now being taken down by scandal after scandal after scandal. Could it be a plan of the enemy to get people to fall away from Christ? What a plan to unite the world's superpowers to secure and maintain global peace, safety, and security. Back to the statue of when we started. Terms used are many. Fourth Industrial Revolution, Sustainable Development, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. Some of the agendas in these plans, I encourage you to research them and look them up, because some of these agendas are being placed now, live. We're going live with many of these agendas now. And if you have another one of mine that As the World Turns, is that the name of it? As the World Turns? Oh, I got persecuted over that one. But guess what? It's true. It's true how all these things are coming together. They're used to address different audiences but mean the same thing. So, Father, I just pray for your body, the true remnant of God, those that want the narrow path, those that are following your Son and his word. Thank you for strength for the journey. And I pray that you give us eyes to see what's really going on and ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to us. And those that are tired and weary and want to faint, I just pray, Lord, that they'd return to their first love. Because as we return to our first love, you give us strength. Even in betrayals, backstabbings, whatever might be happening in families right now, you're our hope. And you said when we are weak, to call on you and then we'll be strong. So strengthen your soldiers, strengthen your watchmen. Whoever's listening, I pray for comfort where we see many people now dying. We're starting to see some of these agendas coming to place that we've tried to prepare your body for. Give us the strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone said?
Amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer-supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a gift button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.
Trade your helmet for a crown of peace at the altar.